My name is Stane Anderson. I am from Omaha, Nebraska, and I am the older brother of Philip Anderson, and we were born and raised near Hoffman, Minnesota, and in the summer of 1961, he decided to go to Holden Village, and so he was here and a part of the Forerunner group. Fifty years ago today, on this day, he and five other chaps walked from Holden Village over the mountains to a small town at the end of the lake. Their round trip was to be 38 miles. At the end of the trip, he was asked what I think of Holden. And this is what he said. "I believe my month at Holden Village will be one of the high points in my life, and it is my prayer that God's will be done here at Holden." Philip Anderson. 2 years and 1 month after this date, Philip was drowned in a boating accident in northern Minnesota, which ended his life. And so my stay here this week has been a commemoration of his time here and the impact that it had on his very short life.
Wow, I wasn't prepared for that story. That's a beautiful story. And this is the day that he took that hike.
To Stehekin.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was July 10.
That's correct.
Uh-huh.
On this very day.
Uh-huh. And would that have been 61, the year he was?
That would have been 61.
Okay.
He was in the Forerunner group.
So it was 51 years ago, actually, this being 2012.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's on the anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so they went to Stehekin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, they, according to the story that's in the book, about 11 miles out, they ran into a forest ranger who gave them a ride into Stehekin. I think they took the boat back.
That's why you said that it was to have been
yes.
So many miles.
Yes. Walking. Yeah. That's how the story here in the archives is written, too.
Oh,
that it was
to be. Is that in the Lutz book?
Yes, it is. It is in the book.
So is he named in the book?
Yes. Yeah, here's his picture, Philip.
He's over on the left.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what a handsome young man.
Yeah.
Is that the only photo of him here?
Yeah. There were four pictures of him, mm-hmm. you know, in the archives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you been here before?
Yes, I was here about 14 years ago.
Oh, okay. That was your first time?
That's correct.
And was it kind of a pilgrimage of sort
it was kind of a pilgrimage the last time,
mm-hmm.
you know, I wanted to see in the archives what was here and that kind of thing, and then coming this time, of course, it's the 50th anniversary
mm-hmm.
of the beginning, and so mm-hmm. it was kind of it's kind of made it kind of special,
mm-hmm.
you know, to go through that again. And actually, the archives are a little more organized, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, somebody's done some work there.
Oh.
So that's good.
I'm glad to hear that it's a little
yep.
easier for you to go.
Yeah.
Did you bring family with you?
Yes, I brought my son and his family.
Uh-huh. Your son's
name is? Hans Anderson, and he's a pastor in Brainerd, Minnesota.
Oh.
And their two children, Carl and Kaya, and his wife, Erin, E-R-I-N.
Carl with a K. And K A.
R L.
K
A. R L.
Oh, Kaya. I was.
Oh, asking. Kaya. K A Y A.
K A Y A.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. So was this their first time here then?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Oh, wonderful. Yeah. And did your brother marry and have children before he died?
No. He did not. He and I decided that I would go on to college, and then that he would take over the farm. So he and his father had begun to make arrangements for the taking over of our small farm, and then he and the neighbor boy decided, and another young fellow from my hometown decided to go on a fishing trip up in Canada, and that's where they were drowned.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Must have been a terrible.
It was a terrible time for yeah, and I think my father never was the same after that event. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, he had hoped that the farm would stay in the family and some of those things, and of course that was lost, and say nothing about losing his son. I can't imagine it.
So it was at a fishing trip?
Yeah.
And was he the only one lost? Or
there were two that were lost. The neighbor boy and my brother were lost, and one was able to get to shore of
so
the three.
Been a terrible tragedy for your whole community.
It was. It was. Yeah.
So you went to college?
Yes, at the University of Minnesota at Morris.
Uh-huh.
And then married a girl from Morris who was a student at St. Olaf.
And what was your career?
I was in education, mm-hmm. and coaching. I coached wrestling. And then I was the an executive in the YMCA in Omaha for 27 years.
So.
And I have been retired for 13 years.
Well, it's wonderful to have you here, and I appreciate your willingness to record your story.